Ladies and gentlemen, it's of course a great pleasure to welcome you all this morning to celebrate this 15th anniversary of the ITA. The story of today's celebration started in 1996 when a group of WTO members overcame numerous political and technical obstacles and finally came together to eliminate tariffs and expand trade in IT products. They did this on a sector which is a driver of productivity, of innovation, of development, of economic growth. And they did this in a pragmatic manner, by giving participants flexibilities to reach the end goal of eliminating tariffs. And they did this through the joining of hands of developed and developing countries. 15 years later, ITA participants account for over 96% of world trade in IT products. World exports of IT products have almost tripled, reaching an overall value of nearly $1.5 trillion. Through the elimination of tariffs, the ITA has substantially improved the affordable access to technology, in particular for developing countries. In fact, developing ITA participants now account for two-thirds of world IT exports and half of IT imports. These figures were only at around 30% in 1996. Although developed countries still account for a large share of the investment and the consumption of IT products, in recent years, investment in this sector has increased considerably in some emerging countries. China, of course, India, of course, ASEAN countries. And these countries have now turned into indispensable producers and consumers in the global value chains of IT products. So all these figures are just a useful reminder that trade opening can be truly win-win. And this is just a part of the success story of the ITA. Developing countries have also used IT products and technologies as effective means to establish their competitiveness, their market position in other areas. For example, access to IT equipment has been instrumental in enabling India to become a powerhouse in consulting services and software development. The ITA has also oiled many of these economies through increasing the productivity of traditional industries, creating brand new business sectors, generating new jobs. Affordable access to IT have also contributed to trade facilitation and have helped countries better integrate in global value chains. In recent years, the world has also been witnessing a shift in low income in least developed countries, a shift from passive consumption of ICT towards active and participation in the production of ICT goods and services. A change which, of course, has increased the potential of ICT in promoting development and reducing poverty. And I think it's fair to say that the rapid evolution in ICT has made a great difference in all aspects of our lives today. The creation of wireless technology, access to cheap mobile phones has increased overall economic efficiency, and probably far more importantly, empowered millions of people around this world. For instance, in southern India, mobile phones have helped fishermen address information asymmetries with traders and consumers. Better market coordination has resulted in increased profits for the fishermen, lower fish prices for poor consumers, as well as a reduction of wasted of fish. Even countries that have not joined the ITA have benefited indirectly from the trade opportunities generated by the large economies of scale of global production networks, bringing more affordable, high-quality products and leading to the establishment of new IT-enabled industries and services. Farmers selling grains in Niger, dairy producers in Bhutan, onion traders in Ghana, and the Ethiopian Commodity Exchange, where I was a few weeks ago, are only a few examples of the people who have prospered through such a transformation. Mobile micro-insurance for farmers in Kenya, mobile money transfer services run by Safaricom are just two more examples of new IT-enabled services in Africa as worth to be mentioned. Last year, the global number of mobile phone subscriptions has reached close to 6 billion. And average subscription penetration was 80% in the developed world, in the developing world, sorry. Even in some least developed countries, the growth rate has been truly remarkable. The Democratic Republic of Congo, Guinea, have seen subscription rates surge from 5% a few years ago to more than 55% today. Now, true, in this last decade, trade growth in the IT sector has outpaced that of other sectors. However, it remains true that bound and applied tariffs on some IT products remain relatively high in a number of medium-sized economies outside the international technology, the ITA, with advances in technological development, many ICT products are not yet covered by the present ITA. And the success stories of the ITA participants suggest that there is value in joining in this agreement, that participation can result in benefits through opening up this dynamic sector and better, again, integrating in into global value chains, which, as we know, is the main feature of trade patterns today. So this week's symposium offers a unique opportunity for all stakeholders to review trade opening and the evolution of global trade in ICT products since 1996. It's my hope that through this outreach event, government representatives, policymakers, trade negotiators can have an exchange of views and dialogue with the private sector, with industry associations, and also with academics on the latest developments in the ICT sector, not only in terms of new technologies, in terms of technical innovation, global supply chains, but also on their socio-economic benefits. Looking ahead, I believe that this is a good occasion for us to explore the effective ways of further expanding trade in ICT products, again, as a means to promote development and jobs. 15 years ago, a small group of visionaries overcame what at the time appeared as insurmountable obstacles and negotiated one of the most successful sectoral trade agreements ever. And today, their successors have, as I see it, the responsibility to further expand that legacy. On this occasion, I have the pleasure to announce the release of a new WTO publication, this one, 15 years of the ITA, trade, innovation, and global production networks. And I hope that this publication, carefully researched, as every publication of WTO, of course, will shed light on the bigger picture and inspire those who wish to improve the ITA and pursue further trade opening to the benefit of all in this sector as well as on other sectors. And let me take the opportunity to publicly thank those WTO staffs who've contributed to this publication, which is the result of many months of hard work. Finally, let me wish you all the best in your deliberations and a successful symposium. Thanks for your attention.